A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, February the 8th, 2017. Welcome to the women's segment, the women's roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the women's roundtable, we are discussing the infighting within the opposition MDCT and what that means for women in leadership positions. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina, chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Olwesine lobo mama, hiko lapo esiti kasihluzeni bo mama. We are also on the internet. You can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, loba ku www.voashona.com, loba njalo ku www.voaindebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming, so go to our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Indebele, and VOA Studio 7 as we are live streaming right now, so you can join in the conversation. Welcome again, and if you're just joining us, welcome. Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the infighting within the opposition MDC led by Morgan Tsvangirai and what this means for women pursuing leadership positions and those in leadership positions. What are your views on the issue?
And Marv, MDC leader Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai has three vice presidents, namely Mr. Gozani Kube, Mr. Nelson Chamisa, and Elias Muzuri. But in the past few days, there has been a fighting in the party, leaving many to wonder what the future holds for the opposition party as the elections are just around the corner. Tsvangirai is currently in South Africa seeking treatment for cancer, and yesterday his spokesperson published a press statement saying Tsvangirai had appointed Nelson Chamisa as acting leader, taking the reins from Elias Muzuri, who was acting previously. But party spokesman Obed Gutu, however, disputed this, and the other leader, Thokozani Kube, has been left out in the cold.
Yes, PJ, this is what has been going on within the MDC. And but before we go into the world of politics, PJ, we have an in-studio guest. Mm-hmm. We have a colleague from the Africa Division who has her own music show, Music Time in Africa, and she just returned from Zimbabwe, where she met some of the country's top musicians. So we're so excited to have you in studio, Heather.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself, and what is your show called?
Sure. Hello, everybody. It's great to be here, Studio 7. My name's Heather Maxwell. I'm the host and producer of one of the longest running radio shows on the Voice of America called Music Time in Africa. It's a Pan-African music show that's comes out on the weekends, 55 minutes of Pan-African music.
Wow. So you just returned from Zimbabwe. Tell us a little bit about that.
First of all, it was my first time in Zimbabwe, and I've traveled and lived in many different countries in Africa. Really wonderful experience. Zimbabwe, from what I saw, I only had 4 days. Everyone says, why didn't you go here? You didn't go here. What? You didn't go there? I basically just stayed in Harare, but was able to get out a little bit to a couple different parts of, right outside the city. But it was just fantastic. And the music is very bubbling and alive and electrifying there. I was pleasantly surprised.
Wow. PJ, over to you.
So are you planning to
return
to Zimbabwe? Yeah. On a longer period.
I am. Mm-hmm. And there's talk. I can't say too much because it might not happen, but possibly I might go back in September.
Wow. Before we talk about you going back, share with us some of the vibe that actually excited you in Zimbabwe. You met some of the country's top musicians. Who were they? Especially, we want to hear especially about the women.
The women,
but
okay.
Let's start with the top, of course. Okay, we know.
Top of the top, I would say I met Amara Brown, interviewed her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Spent a nice, wonderful, long morning with her.
Uh-huh.
I also interviewed Ja Preza.
You did?
Oh, yeah. One of the camera people, a young lady who was with me the whole time, she was trembling when she was taking the shot. So I can't guarantee the footage. Oh, that was really nice. Ja Preza and Oliver Mutukudzi.
You did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just lucky enough that the 4 days I was there, he had popped in for 1 or 2 days before he was going to go back on tour. He's going to perform in Mali.
Yes.
And so I went up to his art center and got a nice interview there.
You actually went over to Norton to Pakarepae?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Heather, you had it rolling.
Yep.
And talking about Ja Preza, I was in Zimbabwe around Christmas time and he was like a cult. What did you see? Like, what are people feeling?
He was like a what?
A cult. Everybody wanted to hear his music. Everybody literally, it was like, I don't know, people were in trances or something.
It's the same. It's the same now. Mm. And he is, you know, when you go to his studio, he has a beautiful studio and he's got people around him and it takes a lot to get even close to him.
Wow.
So that speaks a little bit about the direction of his profession and his career.
Uh-huh.
But he's doing a lot of collaborations now with different artists from different parts of Africa. And the one song that was the soundtrack in our car while I was in Harare was his song with Yemi Alade.
Ah.
You know that single?
Yes.
My goodness. I even know some of the parts. Here, two, three, four. Here, that's my part. Here, you sing it 3 times and then it goes.
What's Yemi Alade?
But, you know, it was just the artists that I met were, they all spoke well, they all performed well. Many of them played mbira or marimba as well as, you know, other instruments, more contemporary things.
Uh-huh.
But I liked that closeness to tradition that I saw.
Yes.
And I also liked the nice mix, gender mix of a lot of female artists that were comfortable in their own shoes as female artists, as well as men. In many other parts of Africa, you don't get that so much. You don't have women that feel so confident and comfortable as musicians. I really loved that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you couldn't go to Bulawayo, where the Ndebele speaking people, the headquarters of the Ndebele speaking people and musicians as well.
Yes.
You could have seen a lot of female musicians there. There's, at the top of my head, there's Sandra Ndebele and Sandra. I wish when you go back, wish you luck in September that you would go back and be able to visit Bulawayo as well and meet these Ndebele speaking musicians. They also speak, they also sing in Ndebele. It's also very rich.
Mm-hmm.
In culture, there is a culture center in Bulawayo, Amakosi. You're going to see a lot of these musicians. And most probably you're going to be able to visit Victoria Falls.
Yes.
One of the seven wonders of the world.
Yes. It was really hurting me that I couldn't go there. But you're right. That's on the top of my list. To go up to Bulawayo and then,
the
secondary
Falls trip.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the lady performers. You said you interviewed Amara Brown. Tell us a little bit about what was that like for you. She's been nominated in the NAMA Awards for her album Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about her and what was your takeaway from Amara?
My takeaway was that she's a very articulate, worldly young woman who is going very far. In fact, one of the first questions I asked her in the interview is, you know, how do you feel like being at the top of your career? And she said,
yes.
I'm not at the top.
Yet. Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. Like right away.
Uh-huh.
She has, and she's just got a huge fan base. She's in social media very, very much so. But when she started singing, I just loved the way she sings. It's just absolutely beautiful, thoughtful. She plays the mbira beautifully, but yet she's also a total pop star.
Yes.
But when she came to see me, she brought her mbira. So that's what I mean. It was really, you know, there's just this down-home sort of, let me just play this beautiful song. She dedicated it to Hugh Masekela, who had just passed,
wow,
like 2 days before. Mm. But then when you watch her music videos, she's like doing splits on the dance floor, and, you know. So, and she, I really liked a lot of the things she talked about. She's deep. She's deep. She talked about having gone to the States and lived for a while, and what that felt like as a young girl being mixed. That's what we call in the States.
Yes.
We might call her black in the States, but she was saying she was totally confused at how the same literal color of the skin can mean such different things in different places and how you're put in different categories.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she learned and grew a lot from that experience.
And also, she's the daughter of Andy Brown, as you know, who was a musician himself, renowned musician.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think we actually met him here. He came through VOA at one stage.
Yes, at one stage, in 2005.
I'm not sure which year.
Yeah,
that, now you're letting our, you know, edges be known.
That's a no-no.
But, yes. So, you know, and then we see also you interviewed Selma Mtukudzi, who happens to be the daughter of Oliver Mtukudzi. So are we seeing
these fathers? Isn't she also the daughter of the female singer?
No.
Chimoniso?
No, she's not Chimoniso's
daughter. That's Andy Brown's wife, but not her mother.
People always get it confused. But that's not Chimoniso's daughter, but she is Andy Brown's daughter.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to say is we're seeing the fathers passing on the baton
to
the
daughters.
Kids.
And daughters.
Especially daughters.
I know.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I asked both of the singers about that. You know, how do you feel, you know, coming from these lineages of really famous, internationally renowned artists? And both of them, you know, they said, well, first of all, they needed to find their own. It's taken them both a while to find their own identity.
Yes.
But I think that's not unique to Zimbabwe. That's a worldwide thing when you have families of musicians who are stars. They always have to struggle a little bit to figure out who they are and find their own imprint. Mm-hmm. But both are doing well in different styles. Now, Selmore is also married to a very famous musician. So it's not just her father.
That's so true.
Yeah. So, Tendai.
Tendai, yes. His father also was a musician. So this is a lineage
That's deep.
It's deep.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really deep.
That's Manasa.
No, he's still alive. Azex Manasa. He's the
son
of Azex Manasa.
So his father is also a musician.
This is a lineage of
music. I mean,
I wonder what is the grandson going to be?
Oh, the grandchild.
True. All
yes, true. Uh-huh. But I also met some other female musicians.
Tell us about those.
Well, I met Tariro Negitari.
Yes, we met Tariro. She came in studio.
Oh,
we met her here.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yes,
she's lovely. And she played acoustic guitar for me at the Bronte Hotel. Beautiful voice. Always working on her new stuff.
Yes.
So I really enjoyed that. And I met an artist named Carmen, forgive me if I don't pronounce this right, Huarari.
Okay.
H-W-A-R-A-R-I.
Let's say this.
Huarari.
Huarari. Mm-hmm. It's my itinerary.
Okay.
Yes, you hear. So she plays mbira.
Yes.
And she's also a music school teacher. Her husband's a music school teacher.
Wow.
I really liked how music is nicely integrated into music schools, or to schools in general.
Mm-hmm.
I like that about what I saw, too, in Harare and outside. I went to Marondera, to two schools there, mm-hmm. and saw their marimba ensembles, their choirs. Mm-hmm. I went to, what was the school right in Harare, St. Peter's?
St. George's? Is it a girls' school or boys' school?
No, it's a boys' school.
St. Michael's or St. George's?
I thought it was St.
Peter's. Or St. John's?
Oh my gosh, they're going to kill me. They're going to kill me that I don't remember that. But, there were a lot of schools. I went to a lot of schools and I was impressed. And even local arts centers and saw children performing and learning and really great.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also, I think you mentioned one more other female musician. Who else did you meet?
Carmen, Selmore, Amara. Oh yes, Pauline.
Does Pauline play?
Pauline, she sings and plays guitar.
Okay.
It was mbira. Mbira. And she has a mission with her music, which is to empower women and sing out against violence against women. That's a big topic of hers.
Wow.
So that was really, really nice. I didn't get a visual interview, but we did an audio interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Pauline Gundiza.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some of the artists that you're mentioning, it's my first time hearing about them, but this is mm-hmm. good because we're also giving them a platform for people to get to know about them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, sometimes, PJ, like we always say, you know, the ones that have been known before, we keep promoting them mm-hmm. because we don't know any other new talent. Or they've probably been here for a long time, but this is good
yes.
that you've brought them up.
Yeah,
we've been here so long, Marv. It's like 15 years now.
Oh.
Even Ja Praiser himself,
yeah.
he became famous after we left the country, so
mm-hmm. yeah, that happens. You have to actually, and that's why I like to go on these missions. I call
yes.
them music missions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun
you
for me.
You have to touch base,
but yes, you know, and you have to do it. You have to do it place by place. You can't mm-hmm. just do one sweep. You need to go stay. Mm-hmm. And just get to know that community of people, and,
yes.
and it spreads from there.
That yes. is so true.
It spreads
so
from
true.
There.
Mm-hmm.
I hope now we have to go back to our topic of the day.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure actually if we have, I think, I'm not sure whether we have our videos ready. But we're just hearing now that, you know, we need to translate a little bit into Shona, but we were going to do that in the second half, but we'll go ahead and do it while you're here.
Okay.
Kune awa vachango pinda mchirongwa chedu nasi taita rombora kanaka tine mumwe wedu anoshanda ipo pano pa Voice of America anonziye Heather Maxwell. Heather akaenda iye ku Zimbabwe uko akanosangana nevaimbi vanoimba misambo yemhanzi yakasiyana siyana akasangana navamutukudzi akasangana na Ja Praiser akasangana zvena Somo Mutukudzi akasangana na Tarirone Gitari akasangana na Amara Brown wechimbo chake Achilles nevamwe vaviri madzimai vamwe vakasangana naye saka ari kungotaura nesu achitipanzwisa yezvaakaona kumusha ari kuti iye akafadzwa nekuti nyaya dzemhanzi dziri kuwanikwa dzichiitwa kune zvikoro nezvimwewo ari kuti chakanyanya mubata ndechekuti vanhu pari zvino vari kutambira misambo yemimhanzi yakasiyana siyana ari kuti akashamisika nekuona kuti vana vechidikisa Amara Brown uyo waanoona pa social media achitamba achiita dzimbo dzake vana Achilles anogonazve kuridza mbira uye zvese Mutukudzi anogonawo zvaanogona anogona kuridza magitare natariro negitare nevamwe vataura vaimbi saka ndozvatiri kutaura ipo pano Asi mchaenda kuna Praxedes Jeremiah Mboti de nechindevele munzwewo zvatiri kutaura PJ.
Yeah, siyalambukela uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje kulabo abasanda kusixhuma luhlelo lapho esihlaziya khona eziphathelane labo mama liyakwazi ngolwesine maviki wonke. Lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu sihlaziya udaba lokuphatheka kwabesifazane kumbe ukuthi sithi bangaphi abesifazane kungxabangxoza eyenzakalayo ebandleni elikhulu eliphikisayo ele MDCT. Kodwa ke singakayi kulolo daba siqaleke ngokuba lengxoxo esigcine sesijabulela leyo ngxoxo ngolimi lwesiNgisi kungenxa yokuthi silesethekeli lapha esisebenza laso lapha emsakazweni we Voice of America yena-ke unohlelo olwesiNgisi oluphathelane lengoma ezehlukeneyo zase-Afrika ngoba ukhona kuhlandla lethu le-Africa Division uHeather Maxwell ubeke lethuba lokwethekelela kwele Zimbabwe wahlangana labaculi baseZimbabwe kodwa ikade lokho engikhuluma laye lapha ngisithi mina awenelisanga ufika ngobulawayo ikanti wasenithembisa ukuthi hatshi uzophindela njalo enqenye ngezikhathi zabo September uzayifinyelela ukuthi ayefika kobulawayo ayidibana futhi labesifazane abangabaculi kuthi yena uhlangane labaculi abanjengoduku uJa Praiser uSelma Mtukudzi umntanakhe kaindodakazi kaduku leyayazi omunye njalo umculi oyimntwana oyindodana njalo yomculi omkhulu Amara Brown wathena nakhanya ngani uyathuthuka ngempela luntombazana emculweni wakhe liyamazi ukuthi yena namnta ka uthombani uBrown
Pauline
ibizo lakhe
Amara
ibizo likababa wakhe
Andy Brown.
Andy Brown. Umtaka Andy Brown. Kube lomunye okuthiwa nguCarmen, kube lomunye njalo okuthiwa nguGundiza owesifazane adibane labo. Uthe nana wayethekelele indawo ezehlukeneyo. Kodwa ke waba lensuku ezine kuphela eseHarare ngasenelisa ngakuyafika koBulawayo. Yikho ke ngiyamkhuthaza ukuthi ahambe.
Okay, I understand. She's telling me I need to go back to Bulawayo, right?
Yes, exactly.
Tell us about the music culture. You were saying that you also visited music centers. What did you see? Like, what's the mood like in Zimbabwe and Harare in particular where you went?
Well, people seem happy. People seem happy. They seem excited. Roads are getting paved over. There's work that's happening. People are commenting how you can drive freely. It was fun. And musicians are saying that because, you know, they're always on the road.
Yes.
Some of the centers, I just notice how children are so, they come alive when they play the marimba, especially because they're jumping up and down, they're dancing. And so I went to one center called Sororo, I think, Sororo. I went to, Hakare Paye, of course. I went to Peterhouse School, Watershed College, the one in the city,
St. George's?
Gosh.
St. John's, maybe?
They're going to be so mad.
Because St. John's, I know, actually do play my sister's
son
plays the marimba.
It's not right St. John's. It was a jazz. Sure. They had a jazz band.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's very interesting.
St. George's, maybe.
St. George's or Prince Edward?
Yes. That was it.
Prince Edward, thank you.
Thank you,
PJ.
Prince Edward, yeah. They have two bands there.
Wow.
And that's where I met Albert Nyati also.
Okay.
I also met some other artists like Sulumani Chimbetu.
Oh, you met Sulumani?
Yes, I loved his music and the story of his style.
His father was also a musician.
Yes. And he talked to me about
that. Did he get to dance for you?
No, so I went to three different clubs, you know,
tell
at night.
Tell us about that.
Well, I went to, first of all, the French Alliance Française.
Yes.
You know, they have a lot of young people go there. And I saw a jazz band, really nice Zimbabwean saxophone player.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I went to the Ambassador Hotel, I think, on the top.
Uh-huh.
And Mukumba was playing there.
Oh, how was Mukumba?
Yes. Oh,
we met them here before.
I brought them. Well, they came here to be on Music Time, and then I brought them to you guys, remember?
Yes.
Well, I haven't seen them since then. I think that was 2014.
Wow.
They were so much better, and they were already good here, but I mean, those guys are... They are awesome. And they had a very packed show of all different kinds of people. The ambassador, the American ambassador's wife was there dancing. And,
wow.
A lot of people were there. Oliver Mutukudzi's manager was there.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people. You know,
so where do you see Zimbabwe's future in music heading, especially for the women?
I think it's really on the rise. Mm-hmm. I think because, you know, they are already... They like I said before, they seem so confident being musicians. It doesn't seem like I know there are parents who are concerned about their children becoming musicians, whether they're female or male.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always that.
Uh-huh.
But I still think that they have a lot to offer. And, you know, Zimbabwean music is not that well known outside of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Not very many people know Ja Preza even.
That's true.
Maybe
yeah,
in Nigeria
it's
now.
Southern Africa.
It's
they
Southern
do,
Africa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Andy Brown. A lot of people don't know who Andy Brown is outside of
So what can
Southern
Zimbabweans
Africa.
Do to make themselves known? Because now the Nigerians have, you know, carved a niche into even here in the U.S.
Oh,
when
yes.
you go to a club, they play Nigerian music.
Mm-hmm.
What can Zimbabweans do?
You know, if we knew the answers, if there was a recipe, okay, they'd already be doing it. So I can't really say, but I find that if they find their own unique sound that somehow says, this is Zimbabwe, you know, don't do Nigerian Niger music.
Uh-huh.
Collaborations are smart
because
they bring that group. So like Ja Preza's song with Yemi Alade brings all the Nigerians in, and then Nigerians come to the U.S. and they hear it. So you can get in that way.
Yes.
So collaborations
idea.
Are good,
mm-hmm.
but also, you know, working those traditional instruments into something unique and kind of up, you know, up tempo and in with sort of modern sounds. That is also very, very smart to do. And working the social media angle, because nowadays you don't have to have a major record deal. You don't have to have that. You can do something really fabulous on your own and market it on your free on your you know, iPhone, on your Facebook page. You can generate that. You just got to keep going and keep it up and keep practicing because there's no shortcuts to, you know, quality sounds, and that takes practice.
Mm-hmm. You spoke about social media. How widely are the musicians that you met using it to market their music?
They're all using it. Some are more aggressive and more, you know, creative with it than others.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, Amara was, right before our interview, she got on there and she was talking to her fans of Facebook Live and saying, I'm about to do this interview, let's talk later. So I feel like she's really engaged with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ja Praises is big too, but that, I'm not sure if that's him or his management, but the point is that the more you're on social media and the more you can do like creative things,
mm-hmm.
not sloppy stuff, but something thoughtful and creative, that can really go far.
Mm.
Yeah, it can really go far. But ladies, you know, dress up, look good. You know, don't just get on the social media and like play your, you know, you gotta get the, set the stage, make it look something special. But it doesn't really take money.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Heather Maxwell, mumwe wedu anoshanda ipo pano pa Voice of America, ari kutaura nezvaakasangana nazvo kuZimbabwe. Ari kuti iye ari kuona remangwana revaimbi vemuZimbabwe rakanaka, nekuti ari kuti iye pane vaakasangana navo vaikwanisa ivo kushandisa zvivhitivhiti zvakadai semafoni. Ati Amara Brown asati apinda pakutaura naye akabva aenda pa social media pake ipapa pafoni achibva ataura kuti ndaakumboita interview. Saka ari kuti kune avo vanokwanisa nyanya vari mune zvemitambo, shandisai social media kuti ikwanise kukuendesai mune remangwana. Atizve zvakakosha kuti kana uchinge uri kuenda ipapa pafoni uchida kuita zvauri kuita, enda wakachena uchiratidzawo mabasa ako ari kuita. Kana uchiita zvekuridza gitari, woita izvozvo uri mune zvakanaka. Saka ndo zvimwe zvaari kutaura. Akati iye akawanikwa achishanya kuzvikoro zvakadai sePeter House, Prince Edward, kwati iye kune band rinoridza jazz nekumwewo. Asi ari kuti ndo zvakanyanya mufadza kuti ari kuona remangwana reZimbabwe panyaya yemimhanzi rakachena. Over to you, PJ.
Yeah, loke sikuqhubekela pambili loke sixoxa lo yidla lapha chasisa ukuthi kuyethekelela ezikolo ezithile kubo Prince Edward, kube Peter House, lezinye izikolo ezigombolozele eHarare ngokho ehlangana labaculi. UMavelas wambuza ke ukuthi kungani kathi umculo waseZimbabwe ungazakali kumbe ungadumanga kwezinye indawo zomhlaba okufana lakhona lapha eMelika. Wacebisa ke ukuthi yena naye yena akakwazi ukuthi licebo bani angalinika, kodwa ke okulutshwana angakunika yikuthi lisebenzise inkundla lezi zokukhulumisana eze Facebook ezokukhuluma ezokuzilibazisa la uhambela kubo Facebook, uhambela kubo Twitter, lawo uzimakethe wena ngokwakho njengomculi kumbe njengomdlali wokulingisa kumbe olodumo khona lapho eZimbabwe, ukuze imisebenzi yakho yazakale. Kodwa uhambe khona lapho enkundleni zokuzilibazisa la ucicile uzigombile njengani.
Heather, I think just to, you know, round up now, you know, you've really given us an insight.
Great.
Into Zimbabwe. Right now I feel like, okay, I need to rub myself against you so I can still feel the warmth of Harare. It's very cold here.
Yes, it is.
Your takeaway, like, how does Zimbabwe move forward, especially the women musicians?
My takeaway is just keep doing what you're doing. And know that, you know, you can create your own opportunity by just mastering your art,
mm-hmm.
and trying to put yourself out there, collaborating with other artists. Make sure you say, this is Zimbabwe in your songs, you know.
Uh-huh.
Put that little thumbprint of Zimbabwe somewhere, whether it's in your lyric or your sound or the melody. I love the way Zimbabweans sing. I'm working on it. Oh, okay, I can't do it yet. But it's this, there's a certain sound, I can't even describe it.
Uh-huh.
Love that. Do never ever lose that, because that's just so beautiful. And those are kind of my takeaways. But there's a lot of other young artists out there.
Uh-huh.
And you know, keep going. I'll come back in September, so
thank you.
I can check back and see who's doing what, and,
uh-huh.
and look for more new artists too.
Before you leave, I I hope you're comfortable talking about politics. After all, even music, the lyrics indicate, to a certain extent, they also indicate the social life, the political scenario, the economic and everything else.
Of course.
How did you see, because we transitioned from Mugabe rule of 37 years to Mnangagwa, the women, are they fitting in from what you could see?
Well, to tell you the truth, I did not try to talk about politics on this trip.
Okay.
I need more time to do that. And I think that art is one thing in many, many countries. They might sing about politics using euphemisms or using parallels or things, metaphors, but they don't also want to talk about politics. And, you know, because many of the lyrics are not in English, and I don't speak Ndebele or Shona.
Yes.
I don't really know. I don't have an insight into those lyrics unless I ask them, you know, how is this related to politics? So I really, I'm sorry, PJ, but I can't really help you out there. Not really.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We really, really thank you for your time. But you can take a seat right there. The head of Avons wanasi PJ kuti kuopanya zezvematonge rwenyika pane zvamaona here zvamakaona muri kumusha. Yepa akati zvimwe izvi zvematonge rwenyika pari zvino handikwanisi hangu kutaura nezvazvo. PJ.
Yeah. Sibongile kakhulu uyitha lapha uke wayithekelela eZimbabwe wasinika ke akubonileyo khona ngale. Ngithe ngiyambuza ngezembusazwe, hayi kathandanga ukuthi angene yizo axele yizo ukuthi yenana naye engxenye ngesikhathi esilandelayo uzakakhangela avula amehlo akhe kanye lendlebe zakhe, kodwa kwamanje hayi kala kala okuningi angakukhuluma phezu kwezombusazwe. Sibongile kakhulu Heather, thank you so much for coming to our program. We went down memory lane, and I also visited Zimbabwe like for 4 days as well. But I was so busy with family matters that I didn't see much. I only walked through Harare for just a day. But I still have that feeling that, you know, I should have stayed longer, but it's impossible. Yeah.
I loved it.
Well, you know, I think you saw more. I was there for nearly 4 weeks, but I think you saw more.
Well, you know, but when you only have a certain amount of time, you try to fit it all in there.
Thank you. No, we really appreciate because you brought it all back. And especially, I like the promotion, especially of the women. Mm-hmm. Like we said, Selma is actually nominated also on the NAMA Awards. And Amara Brown is also nominated, and Ja Praise as well.
Yes.
One of his songs and his album, Kutonga Kware, is also nominated. So you got to see all the big stars.
It was really fun. It was it was great to see the big and the little. And we can look forward to watching and listening to a lot of the interviews on my social media, Music Time.
Go ahead and tell us where people can actually get you.
Okay, you can get on Facebook on music. It's called Music Time in Africa. Just type in those words and it will pop up because there's over a million listeners and viewers, followers on there now.
Saka murukunzwa hanzi endai pa Facebook yenyu mono type Music Time in Africa mova matwanya tsi like kuitira kuti muone iwa ma interview atanga tiri kuita anatuku anaja praise nevamwewo nekuti Heather akaita ma interviews nevanhu vakawanda saka achange achaparura ipapo pa page rake. Where else can people reach you?
You can also reach me, you can listen to the radio show that comes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 09, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC.
Thank
four
you very
times,
much.
Yeah, so 4 times a week. And then YouTube also.
YouTube. And I pa YouTube, mota I pa ishojo, time
in Africa.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Marvelous.
Okay. Aiwari gaiti mbodzokera kune nhaurwa yedu yanhasi yatanga tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuti iwo kusagadzikana kuri kuitwa muMDC kunorevei kune madzimai. Regaiti mboenda kune mutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangunjika anga ari ikoko kuHarare akwanisa iye kuenda kumuzinda weMDC tinzwe kuti zvii zvaawana ikoko.
Vatamborinyoka vaudza vatori venhau pamuzinda weMDC where Harvest House nhasi kuti havaoni kuti sei nyaya yekuti mumwe wavateveri wavatsvangirai vachamisa ndivo vave kubata chinzvimbo chemutungamiri webato iri yamutsa mutauro sezvo izvi zvisina kuitika apo pakambodomwa vamwe vateveri vavo vanoti muzvare Tokozani Kupe navamudzuri kuti vabate chinzvimbo ichi zvichitevera kudomwa kwavachamisa nezuro munyori mukuru webato iri vaDouglas Monzora kaburitsawo gwaro iro raiti vamudzuri ndivo vange vachakabata chinzvimbo chemutungamiriri webato iri vatamborinyoka vakoka musangano wevatori venhau kuti vatsanangure kuti vachamisa ndivo vakabata chinzvimbo chavatsvangirai pari zvino
musangano wakachita nevatori venhau vari kutsanangura nyaya yanetsa kuti president tsvangirai vakati vachamisa vakabata chinzvimbo chavo vamwe vari kuti ndezvekunyepa vaita imwe statement kunzi vakabudiswa navatsvangirai vachiti izvozvo hazvisizvo ndabudisa pachena kuti statement iyo kunzi vakabudiswa navatsvangirai ndeyekunyepa uyezve ini ndiri mutauriro wavatsvangirai zvandakataura nezuro ndepozition yavatsvangirai
vati vakataura navatsvangirai nezuro uye vachamisa vatotanga basa ravo semutungamiriri weMDC nhasi apo vasangana nenhengo dzeparamende pamwe nemasachigaro ematunhu ebato ravo
zvandakataura nezuro hazvina kuchinja uyezve kuekta kwemavhaisi kwemadheputi avatsvangirai hakuna kutanga nhasi naseptembe 2017 vatsvangirai vakapoinda ipi kupe kuti vavamiririre avavamiriri yavasipo muna January 2018 vakapoinda vamudzuri kuti vavamiriri yavasipo vakaekta izvo zvavapoinda vashamisa saka hapana chinoshamisa this is delegated authority masimba okupuhwa vatsvangirai ndo vachirindidzwa masimba saka hapana chachinja
asi mutauri webato iri vaobert gutu
tiri kunzwa apo kubva kune mutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangudya achitaura iye zvaitika nhasi muHarare panyaya yenhaurwa yatiri kutaura nezvayo apo nhasi taona pachiita mapishapisha pakati pevatungamiri veMDCT saka tiri kutarisa isu kuti zvinorevei kumadzimai tinoona kuti muzvare Tokozani Kupe pari zvino hatisati tanyatsonzwa kuti vari papi panyaya iyoyi asi taita rombo rakanaka tine mumwe munyarikani imo muno mustudio medu tatsikwa neprovinsi PJ mumboti introducerawo tina ani muno mustudio nasi taita rombo rakanaka chaizvezvo
ye lamhlanje sive lezethekele ezinengi kodwa ke esihlaye kathesi ngizaqala ke ngokunika ithuba lokuthi sizwe imbono yakho ngodaba esilalo lamhlanje udaba oluphathelane le ngxabangxoza eyenzakalayo ngike ngatsho ngathi kule ngxabangxoza ekhona ebandleni eliphikisayo elikhulu ele-MDC ekhokhelwa ngubaba uMorgan Tsvangirai ele-MDCT kulo kungani kudonselana ebukhokheleni lapha ngoba kuvele kukhanya ngani kuqalise ukuthi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lapho esegula esebanjwe umkhuhlane wemvukuzane uphinde wakhetha abasekeli bakhe ababili yena evele elomsekeli omunye unkosazana Tokozani Kupe ukhethe umnumzana Chamisa Nelson Chamisa kanye lomnumzana Elias Mutsuri ukuthi bancedisane lomakhupe khona lapho kwadala okungani izinkulumo kodwa ke kathesi inkulumo liyana isiqhelile kathesi sokulokudonselana phakathi kwabo bebathathu kumbe ngithi ikakhulu phakathi kwababili umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kanye lomnumzana Elias Mutsuri ukhanya even umakhuphe usegoqe izandla siyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu nkosikazi Dokasi Hobe
ngiyabonga
Yeah. Singakangeni kuhlelo lwethu lolo, ngizathanda ke ukuthi ngunike ithuba lokuthi la ukhulume ngezomculo njengoba uyitha Maxwell ayi esuke lapha akade khuluma ngezomculo. Wena ke lile concert ngomgqibelo, ungathi fahla ngamafeature singakayi kudaba lolo lusegudwini.
Yebo ngiyabonga. Yeah. Ngime lapha ngimelele inhlanganiso ekuthiwa ivusa Voices from Southern Africa siyabe sile concert si celebrate i-10th anniversary yevusa and i-concert leyo izabe iseColombia ngomgqibelo ngesikhathi sika 5 to 7 siyabe senzelwa eNew Hope Lutheran Church yikho lapho siyabe sikhona eColombia njengokutsho kwami so ukucula siyacula ikhona ngithemba abaningi abangaziyo ukuthi mina ezomculo ngiyangena sibili.
Uyacula. Leli qembu elomculo libunjwa ngabantu abavela ngapi? Uzinyizwe usithena na Voices from Southern Africa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Laqala ngo 2007. Liqaliswa ngu His Excellency uWelile Nhlapho wase South Africa lapha eAmerica. Esekelwa umnumzamna uDerek Moyo uMuyi.
Yeah.
And babona ukuthi kwakufanele ukuthi kube lenhlanganiso enjalo. Kodwa bathi iqala yayingeye South Africa. Kodwa nje njoba nalisazi ukuthi silokudlelwana okuningi thina esilamazwa gombolozeli South Africa. So kuningi esilakho okufanayo, siyahlabela ingoma ezifanayo, siyacula okufanayo, silemthethe ehambelanayo. Base bebona ukuthi hayi bo, njoba nasivele sihlabela into ezihlukeneyo kodwa ezihambelana ezinye futhi ziyafanana, kutshintsha nje amazwi ngoba sesikhuluma indimi ezihlukeneyo. Base bekubona kufanele ukuthi ikhule ngeinhlanganiso le. Silo director wethu owavela waqala iqala ke inhlanganiso leyo okuthiwa nguMike. Ngizalinika i-address yakhe elingathi uma lifisa ukuthi sihlabele endaweni zenu, ngiyabona lingamthinta lizwe ukuthi kuyenza yini.
Yeah.
Ngamafitshane yikho kuqala kwayo. Inhlanganiso le iyevusa ihlabelela ku indime ezitshiyeneyo, ezinye ingoma zethu yinganekwane, ezinye ingoma ezokuthi you compose a song and lihlabele kube njalo, ezinye ngezokukhonza njalo, ezinye ngamahubo. So kuthiyene kodwa zimnando kubi shuwa ukutshelwa yikuncitshwa.
Yeah.
Okwanisa ukuthi afike ngomgqibelo ngo 5 to 7 eLutheran Church eColumbia. Makezi.
Yeah. Ngamafitshane engxenye abakhuluma ulimi lwesishona ukuthi kwenzakalani. Jange shithi ka mai Dorcas Hobe vanova muchikwata chekuimba chinonzi Vusa. Mungati tano ure zvishomanini nechikwata chenyu chevusa ichi.
Vusa zvichireva kuti Voices from Southern Africa. Tine concert ya tinenge tinayo musi wemugovera pa Columbia pa Lutheran Church, and concert yacho na inenge chitanga between 5 and 7 tichi celebrate zvedu kuti Vusa is now 10 years old. Tinoimba nziyo dzakasiyana siyana dzeku Southern Africa nekuti ma members edu anobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana mu Southern Africa. Ndizvo zvinenge zvichiitika.
Sibuyeleke kudaba lwethu olusegudwini. Ubona njani ingxabangxoza le eku MDCT?
Uyazi
ukuthi abesifazane bona bangapi khona lapha kungxabangxoza yena le yokudonselana?
Ngingakaqali futhi ngokuthi abesifazane. iMDC iyo ihlanganise bikhangelelwa ngabantu abaningi ukuthi uma kungasizani uPF iMDC. So iningi labantu bebekhangelela ukuthi MDC. Manje uma sokulolwisana kuMDC kuyaphambanisa inhliziyo zabantu, bacine abanye besithi akusasizi lokuthi ngivote. Umama uMakhuphe njengomuntu obesenior mina bengikhumbulela ukuthi engcela angathi unyawo njoba navele bese luphakathi. Kodwa ubusubona ukuthi hawo kathi kathesi usekhanye sefuqelwe eceleni, senisizwa kuthiwa sokulo tshiwe efake esihlalweni nguTswangirayi. Ngingazi kumbe liqiniso yini, kodwa kuyaphambanise thina besifazana ngoba sifisa ukuthi uma sivele sikhwela ilada sifuna ukuyafika phezulu.
Yeah, na tichibvunza kuti mai Hove kuti zvii zviri kuitika muningerekeneni muri kuona seiwo saka vanga vachingopo maonero avo pamusoro pe kudonzerana kuriko muMDCT.
Mrs. Hove, you came in at a very interesting, I see you're talking about you have a concert coming up, but what's your take on the political front on what's going on within the MDCT right now? Where do women fit in?
You know, it's so sad because when it comes to campaigning, women are at the forefront. They are made to work hard. And then when it comes to choosing, they tend to be sidelined. That is grossly unfair. We can actually take a stand as women because we are in the majority. We need to push our women to be the leaders as well because they represent us. They represent our views. They represent our aspirations. They represent us in entirety. So it is quite disturbing. And I hope that we've only got a few months to go from what we understand before the elections. If MDC doesn't wake up and stop this infighting, they are in for a shock.
Yes.
It's very interesting to see what is coming from the ground because, PJ, we heard there from our reporter who was saying, you know, there was a press conference that was called, but, you know, Tokozani Kupe was nowhere to be seen at that press conference. So I've always had that saying that if you are not at the table, you know, to take up your place, you're going to become the meal. Do you think that she should also be maybe also putting a voice in there when this is going on?
You know, I'm of the view that in any situation, you need to hear both sides of the coin, of the story. I have not heard her own side, so it becomes difficult for me to judge. I don't know her reasons for not participating in that conference. She may have been barred for some reason, but we haven't heard her side. It's important for us to know what it is from the horse's mouth before we can make any sort of
comments or judgments.
I'm only seeing it from one angle, the story that is being told. Yet there's another story which I have not heard. I want to hear her speak. I want to hear why she was not there. That's the question I would ask her. And let her speak for herself.
Yes. Tina mai dokas hove varimuno mu studio nesu. Nasi varikutaura ivo vanga varikutaura panyaya ya trukuzia nezvayo. Tambenge trukutaura zvevaimbi nekuti tine mumwe wedu anga akaenda kuZimbabwe. Asi tadzokazve panyaya yedu yanhasi yezvatirikuona zviri kuitika mubato reMDCT. Umo muri kuita imo aiwa kusawirirana kwevatungamiri vemubato iri. Saka mai hove vari kuti ivo vari kuda kunzwa kubva kuna ivo amai Tokozani Kupe kuti chii chaizvo chiri kuitika nekuti pesa apa nhaurwa dziri kubuda dziri kungobuda kubva kune side rimwe chete. Saka tinoziva PJ tamboedza kuti tibatse ivo muzvare Tokozani Kupe. Asi parizvino handisi kuziva kuti havasi kutora nhare dzavo here kana kuti sei, but vakawanda ndozvavari kubvunzawo kuti toda kuziva kuti chii chiri kuitika nekuti ivo vakauya vakataura kuti izvi ndo mamirira akaita zvinhu zvinoita kuti zvinhu zviite nyore. Asi tiri ipapo toda kungotora mukana uno kuti tikumbire regerero kune vatsigiri vedu veFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Parizvino live feed yedu haisi kuita yawanikwa iyo ichikata, ndofunga tasvika pahafu chaipo zvekuti handisi kukwanisa kana kuti ndiverenge kuti tina anani vachinyorera ipo pano, uyezve kune vamwe vanyarikani vedu vatiri kuedza kuridza nhare. Ndiri kunzwa kunge zviri kunzi nhare hadzisi kuita. Handizive PJ kana pane mumwe munyarikani
hanzi pane mukola
tiri kunzwa kuti nhare dzinenge dzaita. Regai tinzwe. Hallo.
Hallo.
Makadii henyu?
Tiripo makadiniwo.
Motipawo kufunga kwenyu nezviri mudanda rezvi.
Mungandidzokorodzera zvekare izvi zvakamira sezvemudanda.
Tiri kutaura nezvekuruki zviri kuitika mubato reMDCT. Nhasi iprogiramu yemadzimai zvayo. Handizivi kuti pana mama here vari padhuze ipapo baba.
Pandiri panapa handina mama vari padhuze.
Saka ingoti gaga izvenyu, ndofunga takufonera izvedu, asi tangatida nyanya madzimai, taura izvenyu.
Ndasina nzwisa kuti zvazvakamira sei. Chirongwa chatiri chemadzimai, asi topiki yange yakamira sei.
Ndo yandiri kuti ndezviri kuitika mubato reMDCT. Kuti munozviona sei? Tiri kuona vakuru vari kurwisana imomo, asi mokoti ga ga ga.
Zviri kuitika mubato reMDCT ka zvaiunza confusion kumhuri yeZimbabwe. Vanhu havachazivi kuti vakamira pasi, nekuti vanhu vazhinji vakanga netariso yekuti bato reMDCT richange richitiburitsa mumatambudziko nehunhapo hatanga tiri kuburitsa nebato reZANUPF. Asi nekuda kweconfusion iripo, hatichazivi vari kurwisana pachavo vakuru. Izvezvi unozvaunzi Tendai Biti akaumira kuHarare East, unozvaunzi Obet Gudu akaumira kuHarare East, opuchi vanhu ivavo vese ndo vatungamiri vacho MDC Alliance. Zvakuita kuti susu nesu tichivhiringisisa kuti tomira pati.
Mhm. Saka imi munoona remangwana rakamira papi tisati tati muende zvenyu kuti tine mai Margaret Dongo vanga vabvuma kupinda pachirongwa saka tichaedza kuvafonera timbonzwa pfungwa dzavo. Asi mungoti gagaga munoonawo zvakamira sei mune remangwana.
Mune remangwana redu bato redu reMDC rikagadziriswa. Handione pane chenge chakarongeka ndaona kutsarudzo dzivakundikana nekuti havana kurongeka pachavo.
Haiwa tinokutendai. Very interesting comment there, PJ, coming from one of our followers or one of our, I'm sure they are from WhatsApp, because they were saying, what's your topic? So I said, no, we're talking about the MDC. And I did try to get him to bring, if he had a woman nearby, to the phone, but he said he didn't. But he's just saying he's very upset with what is going on in MDCT, because right now they are supposed to be preparing for elections and, you know, things like that. So they need to, you know, put their heads together and come up with a solution. He also mentioned that he's surprised that there are two people running. I think he said Harare East, where Obed Gutu and Tendai Biti are both putting in their hats for a position there. So he said he's not very happy about that.
Yeah. Look at Skubela Pambil, say Kangela, Lona Lolo Dava, Lovis Fazana, Woodbona Batini, Woodava Lolo Olo and Lavanoza, a Parati, we MTCT, a Wulogutun Selana Ukul, Abaning Vele Bajbona, ba bega umlando nguye yena umnumzana amoke nshangirai ukuthi wavele wakhethelani laba ababili phezu kwa makhuphi yilo daba lukhona inkosikazi Hobe anje
iye yilo sibili liqiniselele
wena lo ubona njani wena khona lapha
mina njengokutsho kwami kwakuqala angisiyothathekile
Ipasi yaba.
Anso tathekile ke. Ningezwa kuthiwa kuthe. Uzibani uthe. Mfuna ukuthi ngizizwele kuzibani.
Kuzibani
wa. Ngifuna yena uthwangira yasitshele.
Yena umakhupho laye asitshele.
Kuqala kuyuma umakhupho. Bese kuzobuya ngithi uyabe sesitshelile ukuthi mina kube kuthe kwathi engxe uthwangire ngizwe sesithi sokuthiwa singitshelwa futhi ngabanye abantu hayi khona la nguye. Angithi thina ke kusipha amandla ukuthi sithi hawu kanti thwangira ilokho sesikuzwa ke. Akusichasisele. Abe sesitshela. Bese simtshela futhi la ithwangira ukuthi thina njengabomama besimsekela.
Ngakhulu.
Kodwa ke uma sethatha omunye wethu esemphosela egodini, kuyasizwisa ubuhlungu. Kumele sichasisele ukuthi yini, okay, uma kuyikuthi kumbe kukhona okungabe kukonakele, yini engasikuzanga ukuthi omunye singamfaka ongumfazi nguphi.
Yena ke umakhuphe laye bayambeka umlando ukuthi ngasabonakali kungxabanxoza yonke yona le segoqe izandla nanku kube lomhlangano lentathe lezindaba yi press conference ehanjwe ngugodweni anje uyindi kungani engasatholakali akasazwakali lelizwe lakhe ukuthi liphumele
mina mina njengokutsho kwami angiqali vele ukusola umuntu ngingazange ngizwe khuluma Uma kuyikuthi khona apha mina lingangithethisa limphosele lokhu limphosele limphosela matshe bese kuthokusa sabuya ku conference e VOA ngiyabenza buya ngithi nilalinjayelela ngigijimisa Ngiyahle ngithi phinda bambone futhi
kodwa ke phela ungakhalala ayizwilizwi lakho alisozwele
asikwazi ukuthi ukhalile lina like lamdinga
yebo sike samdinga sibili ngathi iviki yonke yona le kade lokho esimzama ecingweni kodwa ke ucingo lwakhe lube lungadoli
lizathola ukuthi engxe ifoni yakhe ifile futhi
angisho njalo
angisho ukuthi ngiyamsekela engikutsho ukuthi mina mfuna ukuzizwela yena azikhulumele yedwa athi ukuthi hayi Mina bekungihlupha yilokhu lalokhu lalokhu. Ngakho ke bake bangixotsha abazange bathi ukuthi sebengenisile futhi kodwa sebefuna ngizothethiswa amacala engingawaziyo. Hayi lami ngithe wothi ngizithulele
ngini. Ingobe ikuye umakhuphe. For now Mava I was just reiterating your question that Makhuphe is nowhere to be found in this wrangle. She needs to be heard. And we tried to reach out to her,
yes,
but we couldn't get her. And she was saying, most probably her phone is not working well, so we cannot talk on her behalf.
Mm.
But still, we still want to hear her side of the story.
I think what we should be saying is, for listeners, eli mbona umakhuphe, sicela limncwebe indlebe ukuthi iVOA iyamdinga, akabathinte please ukuthi la anike iside yakhe, ngoba lakhe kuyamkhulula yena yeduma abantu, abantu nje uyabe senzela uZulu ukuthi azi ukuthi kathi vele yena ume ngapi. Lokho kuqakathekile ngokubona kwami. Ukuthula akulunganga ngoba kwenza abantu bakhuluma okuningi ningi
bakukhulumele
bafake amazwi bekusokhanya ukuthi liqiniso khona kungasiqiniso. So wena kazikhulumele uMakhuphe, sifuna ukumuzwa Makhuphe. Siyakuncenga, sicela usikhulule uzozikhulumela lawe, sikuzwe ukuthi wena uvela usithini.
She was pleading with Makhuphe there.
In her tribunes wapo, mnyarikani wedu wari muno mstudio amai hove, wari kutaura ivo kutidai, imi vatereri nevatezeri wedu wepa studio 7, panapa mukaona wa amai kupe, muvataura utimuru kutuwa kwa ne VOA, ne kutituru kuyeza kutitinzwe, kuti ivo wari kuona seju, kuitike iji, asise kutuwa kwa ita PJ Parijino, apana ata kwa nisa kuvabata, saka amai hove wari kuti kushika vanzu kwa ivo kuti mshare ku upe vari kuti chine nyaya iyoyi havari kumbomira kuti vakwanise ivo kuti vachitaura kuti nini mafungiro angu ndeaya, nekuti havasi kuziva kuti zvakamira sei. Saka mai hove vari kukurudzira imi vari kutiteera pano paFacebook, ndoziya nhasi VOA show hatisi kuoneka zvedu, asi kune avo vari kutiona kumamwe mapeji edu, hanzi mukaona amai kupe vaudze kuti muri kutsvagwa neVOA, ngavatifonere tinzwewo zwi ravo kuti vari kuti chii, nekuti sekutaura kwataita PJ, vamunangagwa vakataura ivo kuti saridzo iri kutoitwa gore rino uyezve mwedzi inotevera, asi takatarisa zviri kuitika izvi, tichazoona madzimai pasina ava mirira.
MDCT pache zvavo vakagadzirira here sarudzo iyi, sebezilungiselele na uketo lolo lukona ngempela, ngoba umunangagwa uchilo ukutenana lukona lonyaka. Aso nsuku zatywala ukuti lwenziwe lolo keto nxa lokhe kule nxabanxoza enje.
So, Mrs. Hove, maybe to just round up from what you heard, you know, our discussion moving forward, what can women do to make sure they're not left out of, you know, the table, especially when it comes to politics and what we're seeing happening?
I think women need to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to rally amongst ourselves. We have powerful women amongst ourselves, women who can stand up and speak on our behalf, articulate issues as they are supposed to be articulated, the priority issues for women. We want those women who are able to. We shouldn't look at people because they are our friends. No. Mm-hmm. We should look beyond that and be objective, looking at Zimbabwe, its development, and we need those powerful women. And I know we've got lots of women.
I am a
women's defender.
Tomopindirai papo timbotaura vaterera, hanzi namai hove madzimai musatyire kure, pindaiwo munyaya idzodzi dzezvematongerwo enyika, nekuti kana usipo panenge pachidyiwa, iwe ndiwo uchaita chikafu chichadyiwa mundiro iyoyo. Saka musatyire kure. Vari kutaura ivo vakanyanyonangana nezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika mubato reMDCT. Umoti zwire mudzimai risiri kunzwika pari zvino, nekuti hatisi kukwanisa kubata vari munyaya yacho iyoyi, muzvare Tokozani Kupe. Saka kamwe chetezve ndotaura, hanzi muzvare Tokozani Kupe, kana muri kutinzwa, tibate iwo, tuda kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu munyaya iyoyi PJ.
Inkuthazo bani elokugcina njengoba isikhathi sethu vele sisavume ukuthi senzeni njengabesifazane ukuze lathi sibonakale sikhona lapha kukhethu, lapha emalungiselelweni okhethu, ngoba singavele siswelakale emalungiselelweni asizeyi kuba khona ebukhetheni.
Kuliqiniso lelo, omama baya empini besilwa bechiya abantwana ezindlini, bechiyela ogogo baya kulwempini, inketho ifanele ukuthi babe phakathi kwayo. Ngakho lasisekeleni nini omama abalolwazi, omama esingabaphi information ukuthi basimele, siba support. Obaba bangalitshela ukuthi ha ungavotela ubani, votela u so and so o indoda,
uyavuma kodwa usuku xa wakho lapha faka umama xa kangeni ngebedo makusitsho njalo.
Very interesting. And PJ, also, you know, you were talking about an event that you're going to be having this weekend. There's also another event. There is a Glitz and Glamour, I think it's a fundraiser for Women of Dominion on Saturday, also in Maryland. Also, your event, what is it called?
Vusa, which is Voices from Southern Africa, sile ngomezi mnandi. Libuye sibili eColumbia, New Hope Lutheran Church, Guildford Road, lizo zilalelela, between 5 and 7 p.m.
sorry everybody, but thank you so much to all those who joined us. I would like to apologize for those on our VOA Shona Facebook page. I know the live cut off, I think it was halfway or a quarter of the way, but thank you to all our guests, our in-studio guests, Heather Maxwell, who was here with us, and Dorcas Hove, also, who is right here with us. Over to you, PJ.
Yeah, it's wonga kakhulu. Uxolo ukuthi isikhathi sibe sifitshane, azange sithathe abalaleli bethu kumbe abasibukeleyo ku-Facebook, ku-Facebook Live. Kodwa ke siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Oselivalelisa kwamanje, uPraxedes Jeremiah.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Like, love, share all our platforms. Thank you.